Welcome to Gospel Reflections from St. Mary's, Pope's Quay, Cork.
So this Sunday, we're going to start Advent. So that is where the Gospel Reflection of this week is about, the start of Advent. So what is Advent? Well, I mean, I suppose we can do a whole talk on that itself, but it is the preparation for the coming of Christ. And I suppose what is really important for this this Sunday and the next Sunday as well. So maybe let's say the first week and a half or so of Advent is we focus on the coming of Christ at the second coming. So, or maybe even we could say the coming of Christ into our lives. The second part of Advent is going to focus more on the story of the Nativity and the coming of Jesus as the child at Christmas. So it's a little bit of a shift, I suppose, from the end to the beginning, when we really start to reflect again on the beginning of everything, of the whole, not of the whole of salvation history, but on the beginning of the coming of Jesus as he became man and God. God gave himself, I suppose, a face to contemplate, for us to know a person who is like us, who has lived like us, who knows what it is to be like us. So that is the person of Jesus, who comes and is born of the Virgin Mary, which we celebrate at Christmas. So that would be more the end of Advent. But I also kind of see the reflection on the beginning of Advent is the stories about the second coming, about the persecutions, maybe even that happened, even that we have already reflected on that in a little bit in the last few weeks. It is also an opportunity to really kind of look at the coming of Jesus into our own lives. So what does it mean? What does God mean to me? I mean, where is God in my life? And I think that's an important reflection. The gospel reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 24, and it's about Noah's day when the Son of Man comes. Noah's day when the Son of Man comes. For in these days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, taking wives, taking husbands, right up to the day Noah went into the ark. And they suspected nothing till the flood came and swept all away. It will be like this when the Son of Man comes. Then of two men in the field, one is taken and one left. Of two women at the millstone grinding, one is taken and one is left. So that is the beginning of the passage that we will get on Sunday. And I think it has really, for me, when I was reading it, it had really kind of this urge of importance, of suddenness, of movement in it, that the flood just came in, you know, it overwhelmed everything. The whole world was flooded, according to Genesis. So God warns people to Noah, to various ways. He is always kind of saying, okay, we should really move towards him, change our hearts, open our hearts to him, allow him to reach out to us and to help us. God is calling us all the time. But I mean, it seems that at least from the story, and I think we can see it in the world as well, that there is quite a lot. There's quite a lot of people who just don't pay attention, don't care, and even that the signs are there. I mean, Noah's building the ark. I can't remember. It takes a long time, I think. People are laughing at him, but he knows that it is coming, and we as Christians know what is coming. We know that there is an end, even the end of the world, to a certain extent, as the flood symbolizes, or the end of our lives, which is always there for us as well. That we have to prepare, and that we know what is coming, and that we have to open and prepare, like Noah built the ark, prepare for the kingdom to come in our own lives, to open our heart, to allow God to come to us, to help us, and to draw him closer to us. So I think this time of Advent is really a time in which we can really do that. We can really open our hearts. We can maybe put in some extra effort, go to daily mass, say a rosary, read a little bit of the scriptures each day, to really invite God into our lives. And that we might be like Noah, preparing the ark, preparing or the ark of our bodies, the temple of the Lord, prepare it for the journey when the end comes, when the floods rise, to be ready to go with the Lord, to be able to spend time for eternity with him in heaven. And that is where our journey is supposed to go.
Welcome to Gospel Reflections from St. Mary's Pope's Quay, Cork.